welcome you back to Pratt, Kansas, the site of the 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament, where the championship game is set between top seed and number one ranked McClouth against six seed St. Mary's. Thank you so much for tuning in here on KARE 93.7. Brandon Salmon with you. Neil Weiland, our studio producer, as we get you set for the Bulldogs and the Bears, the state championship on the line. Well, for McClouth, 25-0. The undefeated run continues, and now just a game away from the first state championship in school history in any sport, not just softball, but looking for the Bulldogs' first state championship in school history in any sport. They took care of El Saline in the semifinals earlier today by a 10-0 final. That was finished off in five innings. The Bears of St. Mary's come in with a record of 20-5. They're the sixth seed in the field, and they beat two-seed Bluestem with ease in the semifinal. That was an 8-1 final there. So it's Bluestem and El Saline going on right now in the consolation game, and we're getting closer and closer to that first pitch between McClouth and St. Mary's with the 2-1A State Softball Championship on the line. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back and get you set with the starting lineups and get you set for first pitch. A state title is set to be crowned here today in Pratt, and we got it for you after a timeout here on KARE 93.7.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Good luck, McClouth softball. From your fans, Gus and Kathy Barnett, Jake Barnett, Terry Dunaway, Ron Knoll, and Sandy Walbridge from Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Congratulations, and go Lady Bulldogs.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McClouth.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, McClouth softball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Our softball state championship coverage today powered by Giant Communications. Right now, new customers can get free internet for 3 months. You must call 785-362-9331 and mention the radio promo. Brandon Tamman with you alongside Neil Weiland, our studio producer. A state champion will be crowned in the 2-1A softball tournament as the final game of the 2023 season. It comes down to McClouth and St. Mary's. We're going to get you the starting lineups here momentarily as we get set for first pitch between the Bulldogs and the Bears. McClouth, again, they've been number one for a good portion of the season, the number one seed coming in. A 9-2 win over Hillsborough yesterday in the first round, 10-0 winner over El Saline in the semifinal earlier today, and then for St. Mary's, they got a big win in their first round over Central Heights by a 12-0 final. They beat Bluestem in the semis earlier today. That final was 8-1. So it's the Bears and the Bulldogs. Well, let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for the state championship here on KARE 93.7. We'll start with the road team On the scoreboard, that's the Bears of St. Mary's out of the Mideast League. 20 wins and 5 losses under head coach Bill Mulligan. They go like this. Leading off will be Maisie Kent. She is a sophomore and playing right field. Batting second is Catherine Moylan, a junior shortstop. Batting third, a senior pitcher in Elizabeth Sindillon. Batting fourth is Brenna Smith, the junior catcher. Batting fifth, Casey Sindillon, a sophomore first baseman. Batting sixth is senior Hayden Falk, the second baseman. Seventh spot is sophomore Emma Zimick. She is a sophomore again playing at third base. Reagan Gideon is a freshman in left field batting eighth. And then Addison Figge, a sophomore DP, she bats ninth with Gwen McCann, the flex, playing defensively in center field. So again, for head coach Bill Mulligan and the St. Mary's Bears, Kenton Wright, Moylan at short, Sindillon pitching, Smith catching, Casey Sindillon at first, Falk at second, Zimick at third, Gideon in left, Figge the DP, and McCann is out in center field. For head coach Ballard Patterson and McLeod, it's been pretty standard for most of the year. The lineup's not going to sound any different, but here we go. This is the Bulldogs starting lineup here for this state championship. Carissa Bandel will lead things off, the senior, and she'll pitch inside the circle in the state title game. Her younger sister, Crescenda Bandel, will bat second, the sophomore. She'll play in left field. Jillian Holwick's the senior. She bats third and plays second base. Danny Lee, the sophomore shortstop, she bats cleanup. Batting fifth is junior catcher Anna Patz. Batting sixth is junior first baseman Elizabeth Holloway. Batting seventh is junior center fielder Summer Wyatt. Batting eighth is sophomore third baseman Marissa Carey. And batting ninth, the freshman DP, that is Charlie Coffin, with Abby Patz, the sophomore, in the flex position in right field. So again, for head coach Ballard Patterson and the undefeated McLeod Bulldogs at 25-0. Carissa Bandel pitching, Crescenda Bandel in left, Holwick at second, Lee at short, Anna Patz catching, Holloway's at first, Wyatt in center, Carey at third, Coffin the DP with Abby Patz in right field. Going through the non-starters here is McLeod again coming in with a record of 25-0. And after their 10-0 win over El Saline, they have now outscored their opponents 318-11. 318-11 in 25 games this year as McLeod again seeking their first ever state championship, not just in softball, but in school history and any sport. This is the first time that McLeod has made the state softball championship. They've had a couple of third place finishes back in 2015 and also 2008. They have also got regional titles under their belts back in 2006, 2008, 2011, 2014, and then 2015, and of course here this year in 2023. We'll step aside for another timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the first pitch. It's the Bulldogs and the Bears, and a state champion will be crowned here today on KARE 93.7 FM.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Island with you in Pratt. Final game of the 2023 season. It all comes down to this. The Class 2-1A State Softball Championship between one seed and top-ranked McLeod and the six seed Bears out of St. Mary's. McLeod in their white tops, black pants. St. Mary's in their blue tops and gray pants. Carissa Bandel, the NEO softball commit down in Oklahoma. Inside the circle, incredible season so far. A record of 13-0. That includes her win yesterday. She pitched 5 innings in the first round win against Hillsboro, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, and had 12 strikeouts. As St. Mary's will send up Maisie Kent, Catherine Moylan, and Elizabeth Sindillon. As you hear behind me, both fan bases rocking and rolling. They know what's on the line, and both teams are ready to roll. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are just moments away from the first pitch. McLeod, Carissa Bandel in the circle. Anna Pat's catching. Carey at third. Lee at short. Holwick at second. Holloway is at first. Crescenda Bandel in left. Wyatt in center. Abby Pat's is in right. Carissa Bandel's first pitch is outside for a ball to Maisie Kent, the sophomore right fielder. And the 2-1A state championship game is underway. Once again, Carissa, five innings, two hits, two runs, 12 strikeouts in the win over Hillsboro last night. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. St. Mary's out of the Mid-East League. Teams such as Riley County, Rock Creek, the Bears, the sixth seed. They made a great run, two pretty big wins to get to the championship, and now it's two balls and one strike. Next pitch was a little bit high. And the 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes to Maisie Kent, the first batter of the state championship game. The Bears 20-5, Bulldogs 25-0. Two balls and two strikes. Bandel's pitch. Right there, paints the corner, strike three call looking. And just like that, an opening strikeout to lead off the state title game. So one up and one down. That brings up the junior shortstop, Catherine Moylan. Moylan bats from the left side, plays up in the box, closed on her stance, a little wiggle with the bat above the left shoulder. Nobody up, one out, top one. First pitch by Carissa in there for a strike. Bears beat Central Heights 12-0 in the first round of yesterday, 8-1 over Bluestem in the semifinal earlier today. Here's the 0-1 by Bandel, skips in the dirt for a ball. One ball and one strike. Beautiful day. A little bit breezy. A few clouds out there, but the sun is shining. Just shy of 70 degrees here prior to first pitch. Here's the 1-1. Outside, gets away from Anna Pats, and it's two balls and one strike. Carissa Bandel with an ERA coming in at 0.339. Doesn't include the two runs she gave up yesterday, which is very rare, and that one is just off the corner. And they were checking to see if Moylan went around on a check, and she did not, so now it's three balls and one strike. Elizabeth Sindelin due up next for the Bears here in the first. No score, state title game. There's a strike on the outside corner. Moylan looking the whole way, and the count runs full at 3-2. What a run it has been for this McLeod softball team. And it all comes down to this one today, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Get it down, two up and two down. Two strikeouts for Carissa Bandel, and that brings up Elizabeth Sindelin. Two up, two strikeouts. That's business as usual for Carissa Bandel. First pitch to Sindelin, swung on and missed for a strike. You can feel the energy really from both fan bases here for this game. No balls and one strike to Elizabeth Sindelin. Bandel's pitch, swing and a miss. Can she strike out the side to begin the state title game? Count 0-2. Corner infield playing very in with Carey at third, Holloway at first. Second and short playing pretty well back. The 0-2 outside. Now one ball and two strikes. Good eye there by Sindelin. Brenna Smith on deck if Sindelin is able to do something here. But a 1-2 count, trying to strike out the side in the top of the first. Here's Bandel's pitch. Just missing, so close. Kind of a pause from the crowd to wait, see what the umpire was going to say, but it is ball two. Two balls and two strikes. No score, top one. 2-1A state championship. Swing and a miss, believe it. Three up and three down and three strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. We head to the bottom of the first, no score.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated Chick Starter Crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated Chick Grower Crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Softball championship here in Pratt. St. Mary's and McLeod scoreless as we head to the bottom of the first inning. First at bat for the undefeated Bulldogs. Top seed, number one ranked, Carissa Bandel will lead things off. Crescenda Bandel will follow. And Jillian Holwick also due up for McLeod. Pitching for St. Mary's, Elizabeth Sindelin. And she's got a rocket of a left hand. Be a tough out for McLeod here this afternoon. So Carissa Bandel scored 3 runs in the semifinal win against El Saline. A couple of hits, including a double. And she'll lead things off per usual for head coach Ballard Patterson. Back in the box, no score. Bottom one. First at bat here for McLeod. Then Dillon gets the sign. The lefty throws it, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. Little bit of a breeze pushing from right to left, but not much. 5 to 10 miles per hour. Popped up, foul territory, and it's just going to tail away into the stands for strike number two. So Sindelin working quickly. Carissa Bandel has to protect down 0-2. Carissa struck out the Bears in order 1-2-3 in the first. Then Dillon trying to get a quick strikeout here on Bandel. Here's the 0-2. It is outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Since the start of 2021, McLeod has a record of 50-13. They won 16 games a year ago and lost in the regional title game. And there's a swing and a miss. Beautiful off-speed pitch by Sindelin. We have seen 4 outs. They have all been strikeouts. That'll bring up the sophomore left fielder, Crescenda Bandel. Crescenda scored 3 times and reached 3 times in the semifinal win over El Saline. Had a hit, also reached Vietnair. And the first pitch, ground ball left side, playable for the third baseman in Zimek, and unable to get there in time. And now the ball gets away, nobody covering second, and a late tag is out. Well, it'll go down as an infield single, and then Crescenda tried to catch the Bears off guard. It did not work. And thrown out at second base. And that is the second out. So that brings up Jillian Holwick. Crucial, crucial. The stakes are magnified in a game of this caliber. What could have been a runner on with one out. Now nobody on and 2 outs. First pitch to Holwick, swung on and missed for a strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. 2-1A state softball championship game. Here is Sindelin's 0-1. A little bit outside, now 1 ball and 1 strike. Holwick in the semifinals was 0-for-3, reached on an error, had an RBI ground out in that 10-0 win over the Cardinals. Ground ball, slow roller left side, played by Zimek, and the throw not in time. Might as well have been a bunt, and Holwick keeps the inning alive with a 2-out little baby single. Right in between the catcher and the third baseman, Zimek. So Holwick at first with 2 down. And now Bill Mulligan head coach for St. Mary's discussing something with the umpires, and now the umpires are going to meet. Not sure what this is about. Maybe it was leaving the box or something along those lines, but nonetheless, nothing changes. And Holwick is good at first, two down. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Danny Lee. She has been on an absolute tear in this tournament. She has hit a home run in both games and has a chance here to keep this one alive. First pitch is a little bit high for a ball. In the first round yesterday against Hillsborough, she had three hits, a home run, and four RBIs. In the win over the Cardinals in the semifinals, she had two doubles, a home run, and she drove in four. Next pitch is high, now 2-0. Well, the first two pitches well above the zone. The Bears done their scout on McLeod. She is certainly one that is circled. Two balls and no strikes, runner at first, two down, bottom one. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Might have been 3-0 after that one. She shakes her head like she knew it. But she was chasing there and missed that one. It's 2-1. She's only a sophomore. Talking with Ballard Patterson, the head coach yesterday, mentioning, you know, she does this year-round. She's already been on multiple campuses, and she's going to be a hot commodity by the time she is a senior, the way she plays. We'll have a chance to go do some big work somewhere. Next pitch was low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Anna Patz is due up next. McLeod here, the bottom of the first inning, trying to keep it going. No score. Holwick at first. The 3-1 by Sin Dillon. Swing and a miss. Pretty good location on that pitch on the outside corner. And now three balls and two strikes. Bears trying to get out of the inning. In the two games, McLeod has scored at least one run in 10 of the 12 innings they've played so far. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Lee, and that retires the side. So a couple of hits, one left, and we have played one in the state championship game.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
No score, top of the second inning we go. As the Bears come up here to bat for a second time. Giant Communications right now, new customers, they can get free internet for 3 months. Must call 785-362-9331 and mention the radio promo. Marissa Bandel inside the circle, back to work, facing Brenna Smith, the junior catcher. And the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. Marissa struck out the side in the first. Bulldogs came back with a couple of hits, but unable to score a run in just the third inning of the tournament. In all but three innings, they have scored. Another swing and a miss. Sam Smith down 0-2 quickly. Once again, the corner infield in. Carey at third, Holloway at first, pretty far in. Lee at short, Holwick at second, playing back near the grass. Outfield pretty straight up. Next pitch rides a little bit high and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. Casey Sindillon will follow. Hayden Falk in the hole for the 20-5 St. Mary's Bears. 2-1A state championship today. Beautiful afternoon in Pratt. No score. Bandel's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Make it four consecutive strikeouts to begin the game. And there's the first out of inning number two. That gives her now 160 strikeouts in less than 70 innings pitched this season so far. Numbers are staggering. And this one fouled away. First pitch to the sophomore first baseman, Casey Sindelin, for strike number one. You can hear that breeze now pushing a little bit more towards the right field corner. The Bulldogs defense, they have also not committed an error in either of the games in this tournament. And another pitch that swung on and missed. It's 0-2. And she'd do it again for a fifth consecutive batter. Seems like potentially a game where runs are going to be hard to come by. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Do it again. Sit him up and sit him down for strikeout number five. And that'll bring up the senior second baseman, Hayden Falk. Five up, five down, five strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. Top of the second inning, no score, the state championship game. First pitch to Falk. Just a bit inside, knee high, but off the edge a little bit for ball one. Quickly back to work, Bandel. Check swing, but held true. It's now 2-0. That one a little bit upstairs. Emma Zimick will be due up next if Falk's able to do something here. Two outs, nobody on. No score, top two. The pitch by Bandel. Swing and a miss. About the same location, knee-high inside corner. And this time Falk was ready for it, but unable to connect. And the 2-1 by Bandel is a high fastball that's fouled straight back into the screen. And we're even Stevens at two balls and two strikes. A chance for a sixth consecutive strikeout to start the game. This one fouled away. Over the fence. And onto the concourse. Stays two balls and two strikes. Blue Stem and El Celine playing in a consolation game. See if we can get an update as we go along here this afternoon in the title game. Swing and a miss. Make it six in a row. Carissa Bandel dominant through two. We've played one and a half. No score in the state championship game.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato olay's, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco Taco John John's.
And a pass will lead things off for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the second inning. No score between McLaughlin St. Mary's in the 2-1A state softball championship game. Elizabeth Sindelin back inside the circle for the St. Mary's Bears. And the first pitch to Pat swung on and missed for a strike. Pat, Holloway, and Wyatt. That is 5-6-7 in the McLeod order. Pat's 0 for 3 in the semifinal win. Couple of strikeouts. And now shows bunt, pops it foul. And she's quickly down 0-2. Defensively for the Bears, Smith catching, Zimick at third, Moylan at short, Falks at second, Casey Sindelin at first, Gideon in left, McCann in center, Kent is in right. Sindelin's 0-2 to Pats. High and outside. Good eye there by the junior catcher, Anna Pat. One ball and two strikes. Plays a little bit up in the box. Pretty straight up with her stance. No movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Next pitch, low and outside. So from 0-2 to 2-2. Bulldogs had 12 hits with their 10 runs against El Saline. They left six on base in that game as well. The 2-2. Ground ball left side, fielded up. Nice hop. Good job by Zimmick. Good throw to first in time for the out. Pretty much a perfect one-hopper to Zimmick at third. Played it beautifully. And Casey Sindillon at first closing that out for the first one. Here in the bottom of the second inning, that one goes 5-3. That'll bring up Elizabeth Holloway, the junior first baseman. Had a single, a double, and a run scored against El Saline. Bats from the right side, closed on her stance. And Dillon's first pitch, ground ball over the glove of Zimmick and into left field for a hit. Holloway's chugging around first. She heads to second. It's a one-out double. And Elizabeth Holloway comes through the first hit of the game, or I should say the first hit of the inning, not the first hit of the game. The Bulldogs had two singles in the first, unable to connect, but that's the first extra base hit, and Holloway's at second base here in the second with one out. Summer Wyatt, the junior center fielder now, with one out, and Holloway at second. No score, bottom two. State championship game, McLeod trying to get on the board first. First pitch by Sindillon. Is in there for a strike called on the outside corner. That was a chop shot and just over the extended arm of Zimmick and into left field, and it was kind of tough for Gideon towards the corner, and Holloway was able to get into second base with ease. Next pitch is high to Summer Wyatt. Now one ball and one strike. Summer, a walk and a single against El Saline, had a run scored. Bats here for the first time in the state championship game. With a runner at second and one down, no score. Next pitch by Sindillon is high. Wyatt, it's 2-1. Marissa Carey due up next for the Bulldogs. Sindillon winds, the lefty fires. Outside, now three balls and one strike. Wow, fans certainly antsy for a run here in this inning. Swing and a miss on a 3-1 pitch. The fastball right at belt high. And the count runs full at 3-2. The big pitch here early in this game. Three balls and two strikes. One out, runner at second. No score, bottom two. Pitch by Sindillon. Is high for ball four. Great eye for Summer Wyatt. Now two on and one out. Here comes Marissa Carey. Carey, the sophomore third baseman. Carey, 1-for-3 against El Saline with a single. And now bats with runners at first and second and one out. Chance to give her team the lead here early on in the state championship game. Finn Dillon's first pitch is high for a ball. Holloway at second after a double with one out. Wyatt walks. She's at first. Here's the 1-0. In there for a strike. Carey watching all the way, and it's 1-1. McLeod now with four hits so far. A couple of singles in the first, but unable to scratch off any runs. Still no score. Bottom two of the state title game. The 1-1. Ground ball through the hole. It's fielded. It's short. Going to get away from the second baseman, Falk. One run is going to score, and holding it third is going to be Wyatt. But the Bulldogs have taken the first lead of the state championship game. That's going to be an error by the shortstop, Moylan, on a terrible exchange to the second baseman, trying to get the runner out at second. And McLeod, the 1-0 lead as Holloway scores. And And a chance for more, still one out. And runners at second and third. Wyatt at third, Carey at second. A big-time defensive miscue by Moylan at shortstop. Here's the freshman DP, Charlie Coffin, puts down a bunt but foul. And it's 0-1. So after a quick ground out, a double, a walk, and an error has plated the first run here in the state title game. Bulldogs with the 1-0 lead and a chance for more. And this one hit well but foul out of play. And it's now 0-2. Coffin was 3-for-3 against Hillsborough yesterday in the first round. And she had a big had a big two-run double in the final inning to help McLeod close out El Saleem. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Coffin. Third strikeout for Elizabeth Findillon, and that brings up Carissa Bandel. Top of the order. She struck out her first time up. She's got Wyatt at third, Carey at second. Now get some words of advice from head coach Ballard Patterson before stepping in. So that run will be unearned. The error by the shortstop Moylan, allowing McLeod to score the first run of the game. Boy, how big would a base hit here be for the Bulldogs? Good plate two at second and third with two outs. 1-0 Bulldogs, bottom two, state title game. Carissa came into the tournament with a 5.14 average. Four players on this roster hit above 500, two hit above six. First pitch to Carissa Bandel is low for a ball. Elizabeth Findillon trying to get out of a little pickle here for the Bears. Here's the 1-0. Hit right back up the middle. Believe it. Past the diving. Second baseman Falk. One run is in. The second run scores. Carissa to second base. And the Bulldogs have a 3-0 lead. The senior NEO commit comes through with a big two-run single and gets second base on the throw. And McLeod out to a 3-0 lead. Wyatt scoring from third base, Carey from second, two big RBIs, and a 3-0 advantage for the Bears. Here's Crescenda Bandel, singled her first time up, has her older sister at second base, and the first pitch is high and outside for a ball. The Bulldogs have come out strong here in the bottom of the second and have a 3-0 lead and a chance for more. And Crescenda bring home her older sister from second. Next pitch fouled back into the screen. And it's now 1-1. Anna Patz led off the inning with the ground out, but Holloway doubled. Wyatt walked. Carey reached on an error, which allowed the first run to score. And then Carissa Bandel comes through with the two RBI single. This one is hit to the right side and foul. Casey Findillon, probably a step late, could have had a chance to maybe make that play. But it's 1-2, and they call Crescenda out for leaving the box. We have seen that call multiple times here in the state tournament, but that's going to end the inning. But nonetheless, the Bulldogs tack on three, and they have a 3-0 lead here in the state championship game.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
McLeod has struck first here in the state championship game. Three runs in the bottom of the second. They have a 3-0 lead over the Bears of St. Mary's. Emma Zimick takes the first pitch ball, low and inside from Carissa Bandel. That second offering in there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike. Bandel has faced six. She has retired six. She has struck out six. And now she has a 3-0 lead to work with. 1-1 in there. Yes, please. Called strike number two. A chance for seven in a row. At bottom of the second for McLeod, three runs, two hits. A big error by the Bears did not help their cause, and they left one on base. As Zimick fouls this one away, stays alive at one and two. Reagan Gideon and Addison Figge also do up for the Bears. Bottom third of their order here in the third. A chance for another strikeout. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Fouled away. Pitch a little bit outside the zone, but just kind of throwing the bat out there with Zimick and caught a piece of it. But another chance at 1-2. Here it is. And another foul. About the same scenario. Pitch was outside and she just kind of flings the bat out there. Zimick does, and catching a piece once again. Now another opportunity at 1-2. Popped up. Not going to be a strikeout, but it's in the infield. Carissa inside the circle makes the catch. And there's the first out of the third inning. Giant Communications right now, new customers, they can get free internet for 3 months. Let's call 785-362-9331 and mention the radio promo. Brandon Tabb and Neil Weiland with you here on KAIR-FM. Bulldogs 3, Bears nothing, top 3 state championship game. Bandel's first pitch to Reagan Gideon is in there for a strike. Gideon, a freshman left fielder. Gideon from the right side, open on the stance, choked up on the bat, shows bunt, puts it down right side, pretty well played. Bandel makes the tag and records the out herself. And quickly two up and two down. Here's Addison Figge, the sophomore DP, bats from the right side, number 9 in the order. 8 straight retired for Carissa Bandel to start the state title game. 6 of which have been strikeouts. Figge bats from the right side. Bandel's first pitch. A little bit low and inside for a ball. A 3-0 McLeod lead, seeking the school's first ever state championship. Not just in softball, but in any sport. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to Addison Figge. Head coach Ballard Patterson, 300-plus wins in his career, had to take a couple of years off, and he's gone through a lot, but came back here this spring, and his team on the cusp of the state title. There's another swing and a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes. Chance for another strikeout for Carissa Bandel, and another chance to go 1-2-3. Figge, the right-handed hitter, open on the stance, playing back in the box. The 1-2. And just a bit outside, tried the corner and missed. It was very close. Now we're even. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Top three. 3-0 McLeod right now over St. Mary's in the 2-1A state softball championship game. Bandel looking for strikeout number 7. popped up, but foul. And Figgy stays alive. Nice catch by a fan in the stands. And hucks it right back into play. So staying alive at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bears came in with a record of 20-5. They were the 6th seed in the field. Wins over 3 seed Central Heights and 2 seed Blue Stem. Get to this championship. The 2-2. And 3 balls and 2 strikes. A full count, 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the 3rd inning. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing. Maisie Kent, top of the order, due up next. If Figgy's able to get on the pitch, and she fouls it back. Good pitch there by Vanzel, and Figgy just a little late on the swing, but got a piece. To stay alive again. Quite the battle here with Figgy and Vandell. Holloway at first playing in. Same with Carey at third. Lee and Holwick playing back at short and second, respectively. Big pitch here. Popped up. Left side, foul territory. Carey working towards the dugout. Makes the catch, and that retires the side. Another 1-2-3 inning. Vandell had to work a little bit there, but nonetheless, same result as we've seen so far. 2.5 innings in the books. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing, and the state championship game on Care 93.7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Clouds up for a third time here in the state championship game. They lead St. Mary's 3-0 as we start the bottom of the third. It'll be Jillian Holwick to lead things off for the Bulldogs against Elizabeth Sindillon. First pitch in there for a strike. Holwick singled in her first at bat and was stranded there after Lee struck out. 3-0 Bulldogs here in the state championship game. They scored all 3 in the second. Olick's second pitch fouled away. Now down 0-2. Olick, Lee, and Pat. 2-up for McLeod here in the third. Carissa Vandell has been rolling. 9 up and 9 down with 6 strikeouts. Bears had no answer for her in the first go-around in their order. There's another foul ball. Just staying alive on a pitch that was outside the zone. And Olick just slaps it to the right side, but to the right side of first base. Looks down at Coach Patterson, gets the call, back into the right side batter's box. Open on her stance, slight bend to the knees, no wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Here's Sindillon's pitch with the left hand, and that's outside for a ball. So 1 ball and 2 strikes to Holwick, just getting going, bottom 3. McLeod, the 3-0 lead in 2-1A state championship game. Sindillon shakes off 1, likes 2, and fires. High chopper right up the middle. Played by Moylan. Throw in time. Good defensive play by Moylan at short. Coming back to get the first down here in the bottom of the third. Making up for the error she committed in the second inning, which allowed the first McLeod run to score. What a nice play there. 1 out, nobody on. That brings up Danny Lee. She struck out her first time up. First pitch is hit well, right field, but playable. Not moving much is Kent to make the catch for out number 2. So 1 pitch, out 2, 2 up and 2 down. And now it's up to the junior catcher, Anna Patz, who grounded out to lead off the 2nd inning. And that's when the run ensued. The Bulldogs would end up tacking on three. 3-0 their lead, bottom three, two outs, no on. Sandillon's first pitch. Off speed. Pulled the string and pats well out in front. Swing and a miss for a strike. Pats to the ground out again, her first at bat. 0-3 in the semifinal win. And takes one a little bit outside for ball one. Sandillon trying to retire the Bulldogs. 1-2-3 for a first time. She faced 4 in the first, 7 in the second. Next pitch to Pats outside again, 2-1. Pats the advantage, 2 balls and 1 strike. Sandillon's pitch. Oh, and it hits her in the helmet. Off speed, got away, and it clips the top of the helmet. And it's on with 2 outs. That brings up Elizabeth Holloway, who started that rally in the second inning with a 1-out double. And scored on the air by Moylan at short. And we're going down just to check to make sure that Pats was okay. Took one off the helmet, but again, it was off speed and just smiling and glad to be on first. Keep the inning alive. 1 on, 2 outs. Bottom three, 3-0 McLouth. First pitch to Holloway. Throw to first. Not in time. And that first pitch was outside to Holloway for a ball. Holloway getting the signs down at third. She plays up in the box. Bats from the right side. Closed on her stance. Sandillon's pitch in the dirt for a ball. Now 2-0. Summer Wyatt on deck. If Holloway is able to do something here. Any insurance is good insurance. The way Bandel's pitching, a 3-0 advantage might feel like a 6-0 advantage. That pitch is fouled away, 2 balls and 1 strike. It was rare to see Bandel give up the 2 runs in the game against Hillsboro yesterday. But she was nails outside of that. Another foul ball out of play. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pats at first, 2 down. Bottom of the third inning. State championship game, Class 2-1A in Pratt. Bulldogs 3, Bears nothing. Sandillon's 2-2 to Holloway. Hit well to the right side, but foul territory and out of play. So Holloway with a battle here with Sandillon. Holloway can come through once again. That's some big hits here in this tournament. Swing and a miss, not this time. Sandillon gets the strikeout, and that retires the side. So a hit batter and 1 left. We have played 3 in the state championship game. McLouth 3, St. Mary's nothing.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Our broadcast here. Ranger and Pratt, presented by Giant Communications. Right now, new customers can get free internet for 3 months. You must call 785-362-9331 and mention the radio promo. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, we start the fourth inning here in Pratt. 2-1A State Softball Championship game. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing. Second time through the order. For the Bears, Maisie Kent, Catherine Moylan, Elizabeth Sindillon. First pitch by Carissa Bandel, a little bit outside for a ball. Carissa has yet to allow a hit. The first run through the Bears' order. Swing and a miss on a fastball. One ball and one strike. Maisie Betts from the left side plays back in the box. Pretty straight up with her stance. Bandel, the righty, fires the 1-1. Shows bunt. And did she pull back in time? She did. Tried to bunt. Had to check down to the third base umpire. And it's two balls and one strike. Kent's a strikeout victim her first time up. Bandel struck out the first six that she faced. Got the Bears three up, three down in the third, but no strikeouts. And there's a swing and a miss. Now 2-2. Oh, Pat thought it was strike three, threw it down to first, but right back to Bandel, and it's two balls and two strikes. Just two seniors in the St. Mary's lineup. And a strike three call in the outside corner. Burns it up and sits Maisie Kent down. Second strikeout on Kent today. Make it 7 in the game, and that's the first out of the fourth. That'll bring up Catherine Moylan, the junior shortstop. Also batting from the left side. Took a strikeout in her first AB. Plays inside the box and closed on her stance. First pitch by Bandel, a little outside for ball number one. McLeod, the 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch, same spot, same result. Now 2-0. Sun is shining, but a good breeze. Been kind of swirling. Pushing out now towards about center field. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike here on Moylan. Moylan had the error in the second inning that allowed McLeod to score their first run of the game. And the big hit, Carissa Bandel, the two RBI single. There's a foul ball, and now count runs even, 2-2. McLeod seeking their first state title in school history. Not just in softball, but in any sport. They won the powerlifting title, the girls did in 1A this past year, but not a Keisha-sanctioned event. And there's a swing and a miss for strikeout number 7. Or correction, number 8 now for Bandel. So again, mentioning, yeah, McLeod, they won the powerlifting meet in Class 1A, but talking Keisha-sanctioned events, McLeod does not have a state champion. Two outs, nobody on, top four. First pitch to Elizabeth Sindillon is outside for a ball. And now 8 strikeouts in the game so far for Carissa Bandel. The 1-0 to Sindillon. There's a swing and a miss. Pretty crazy that the Bears, top three in the lineup, are all lefties. And now she'll run down to third base and have a chat with head coach Bill Mulligan. As the count now, 1-1. As Bandel has an opportunity to strike out the side for a third inning. Bulldogs have won 50 of 63 games dating back to the start of 2021. 16-4 a year ago, but ousted in the regional final by Troy. And they got that revenge this year in the regional title game with a 2-1 win over the Trojans, who were number 3 in the state going into it. The 1-1, a little bit outside, 2-1. She is really, Bandel is trying to paint that outside corner. And and the umpire has been very good and consistent with his calls. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Or correction, now 2 balls and 2 strikes. They had the scoreboard wrong, so apologize for that, but it is now 2-2. They have switched that. But a chance here again to strike out the side, looking for strikeout number 9, the 2-2. Fouled away. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. She struck out the side in the first. She struck out the side in the second. 3 up, 3 down without a strikeout in the third. She has struck out the first 2 here in the fourth. And another 2-strike count, 2-2. Shakes yes. Loves the sign. Here's the pitch. Outside. 3-2. Brenna Smith, 2 up next, and Smith hit a monster home run against Blue Stem in the semifinal that cleared the fence by a mile in left center field. The 3-2 popped up and foul again. So it stays 3 balls and 2 strikes, and Vandell continues to battle here with Elizabeth Sindillon, and it's pitcher the pitcher. Three nothing McLouth, top of the fourth. 2-1 A-State title game. Can Vandell retire another? This one's popped up, playable. Vandell to her right, makes the catch. Yes, she does do just that. And the Bears again, down in order, 1-2-3. McLouth on cruise right now in terms of Carissa Vandell inside the circle. A 3-0 lead. And we head to the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Bottom of the fourth inning, McLouth 3, St. Mary's nothing. And the 2-1A State Softball Championship game. Brandon Tabb and Neil Weiland with you. Bottom third of the order for the Bulldogs, Wyatt, Carey, and Coffin. 3 runs, 4 hits so far for McLouth. No runs, no hits for the Bears. Elizabeth Sindillon back inside the circle. The lefty fires her first pitch, and a bunt attempt put down by Wyatt, but foul. No balls and 1 strike. Wyatt walked and scored in the 3-run second inning. Came around to score on the 2 RBI single by Carissa Bandel. That's from the right side, straight up with her stance. 0-1 count. Sindillon's pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Sindillon has not faced the minimum in any inning. She faced 4 in the first, 7 in the second, and then 4 in the third. As her next pitch to Wyatt outside, now 1-2. She has certainly had to battle through some tough spots. McLeod holding on to a 3-0 lead. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout to begin the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up sophomore third baseman Marissa Carey. Reached on an error and scored her first time up. 1 out. Nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1A State Softball Championship. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing. A lefty pitching to a righty. Fouls this one away, does Carey for strike one. Carey 1 for 3 in the semifinal against El Saline with a single. That was a 5-inning, 10-0 run rule win. The pitch. in there for a strike. Right down Broadway, it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Sindillon swings one through. Ground ball through the hole, and it's in there. Past the diving Falk into center field for a base hit. And on two strikes, Carey comes through with a one-out single. Fifth hit of the day for McLeod in this game. That'll bring up the freshman DP, Charlie Coffin. Three hits and three at-bats against Hillsboro in the first round. 1-for-3 in the semifinal with a two-run double. She's got a runner at first with one out here in the fourth, her team up three. First pitch by Sindillon. Puts a bunt down. Pretty well placed to the right side. Can they get it at first? They do. So a productive out. Carey goes to second base, and now it'll be up to Carissa Vandell. Not sure outside of Danny Lee you'd want anyone up there in a clutch spot than Carissa. Carissa, the two-run single in the second, capped off that three-run inning. We still stand 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Base hit could add another. And she takes one high for a ball. And inside the circle on the opposite end, Carissa has yet to allow a hit. One ball, no strikes. Carey at second base with two down. And this one popped up and foul out of play. One fan going home with the game ball. But as we saw in the first game today, those balls are hard to come by because each one, they were trying to get back to the umpires. One ball and one strike, and the Bulldogs add another. High and outside, now 2-1. Here to Carissa Vandell. The NEO softball commit. They are certainly getting a good one down in Oklahoma. Here's the 2-1. Hit to the left side, a little blooper. Will it fall? What a over-the-shoulder catch! And Moylan saved a run at shortstop. If I had a cap, I'd tip it to her. Heck of a play at short by Moylan. That retires the side. We head to the fifth. It's the state championship game. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Carissa Vandell back inside the circle. McLeod, the 3-0 lead over St. Mary's in the 2-1A State Softball Championship game. 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Bears, who have yet to record a hit against Vandell. Ground ball left side, carry at third, good throw, easy out. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. That brings up Casey Sindillon, the sophomore first baseman, struck out her first time. Vandell cruising. Casey Sindillon, the sophomore, bats from the right side. Strikeout victim, her first time up. Vandell's pitch is low and in the dirt for a ball. Game presented by Giant Communications. Right now, new customers, they can get free internet for 3 months. Call 785-362-9331 and mention the radio promo. Here's a pop-up right side. Second baseman Holwick makes the catch for the second out. two up and two down. That'll bring up Hayden Falk, a senior second baseman who struck out her first time up. Eight strikeouts in the game for Carissa Bandel. Trying to go 1-2-3 once again. First pitch a little bit inside for a ball. Carissa had 12 strikeouts in the Hillsboro win and 5 innings of work last night. Danny Lee came in and pitched 2 innings in relief and was perfect with 4 strikeouts. 1-0 in there for a strike, 1 ball and 1 strike. Outfield straight up. And a time called. Kind of a late call. Looks like head coach Ballard Patterson saw something with the way Holwick was positioned at second base, and he said, hey, you got to move over. Coach P, heck of a coach. His team rocking here so far. Ground ball, foul, just barely. So Falk now needs to protect at 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on, top of the 5th inning, state championship game in Pratt, 3-0 McLeod. The Bears have had no answer for Carissa Bandel. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, make it 9 strikeouts, and she remains absolutely perfect through 5 innings of work. We head to the bottom of the 5th in the state title game. 3-0 Bulldogs here on CARE.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Good luck, McLeod Softball. From your fans, Gus and Kathy Barnett, Jake Barnett, Terry Dunaway, Ron Knoll, and Sandy Walbridge from Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Congratulations, and go Lady Bulldogs.
Two, three, and four in the McLeod order here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Crescenda Bandel, Jillian Holwick, Danny Lee against Elizabeth Sindillon. 3-0 McLeod, bottom 5 of the state title game. And the first pitch by Sindillon to Crescenda Bandel is a little bit high for a ball. Bandel singled in the first and then was thrown out at second, trying to catch the Bears' defense off guard. And then she was called out for leaving the box early in her second at bat. Now puts down a bunt, high chopper, and fielded foul. Probably a good job there by Smith to field that quickly, because the spin looked like that one might have kicked it back into fair territory, and there was no way they were going to throw out Crescenda at first. So a smart play there by Smith to keep it a strike, and it's 1-1. 3-0 McLeod, bottom 5, state title game. There's a ground ball, right side, and fielding it just in time. Boy, Crescenda thought she beat out the throw. She grounded it to the first baseman, and Casey Sindillon, and was a little bit lazy to get to the bag, but that was a bang-bang play, but it goes the way of the Bears, and there's one out. First base coach and Crescenda both had a look like, are we sure about that? The umpire at first said yes. Nonetheless, one out, nobody on. Here is Jillian Holwick, a single and a ground out. 1-for-2, takes a high fastball for ball 1. Elizabeth Sindillon, outside the second inning, has been really good. Here's a sharp liner right to the second baseman, Falk. She didn't have to move, makes the catch for out number 2. That was hit very hard. So 2 up and 2 down. It's up to Danny Lee. 0-for-2, a strikeout and a flyout. Seems like she might be due for something here. She She has hit a home run in both of the state tournament games. She hit two against Valley Falls in a regional semifinal. And this one is smoked. Will it stay fair? Is it inside the line? Oh, and it's just foul. I kind of called the shot, and she was just out in front. And that would have been well gone, but it's just a loud and long strike. Crowd was quite mixed up with that because off the bat, there was no doubt it was clearing the fence, but was it fair or was it foul? But just enough, it tails foul, and that's a sigh of relief for the Bears. Here's the 0-1. And outside on this one, one ball and one strike. Struck out in the first, flew out to right in the third. She has driven in 8 runs in this tournament. And the next pitch, about the same spot. She didn't like the call, but this one's a strike, and it's 1-2. So now needs to protect. Sin Dillon trying to go down in order. 1-2-3 here against the Bulldogs. For the first time, she has yet to face the minimum here today. 3-0 McLeod, bottom of the fifth. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. And maybe feet away from a home run, ultimately ends in a strikeout. Down to the final 2 innings of the 2-1A State Softball Championship game. McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Go here in Pratt, 2-1A state championship game between McLeod and St. Mary's. And the Bulldogs with a 3-0 lead over the Bears. As Carissa Vandell back inside the circle, she has been dominant in this game. First pitch to Emma Zimick is for a strike. So the bottom third of the order, 7-8-9. Zimick, Gideon, and Figge. And there's a swing and a miss. And quickly, the count is 0-2. 8 strikeouts in the game for Carissa Vandell. And the 0-2. This one outside. Might have got away from her a little bit. And it's 1-2. Zimick popped out to Carissa her first time up. And pops this one up, but foul and out of play. And it's 1-2. The Bears are down to their final 6 outs. McLeod, 6 outs away from their first ever state championship. The 1-2. And just a little bit low. And it's 2-2. Also, McLeod will have one more at bat here in the 6th, trying to add a little insurance. The Bears have been stymied here, and this one is hit well. This is towards center field, but playable. And the catch is made by Summer Wyatt. Didn't have to move much, and that's the first out. That was the best hit ball that the Bears have had today. But it stayed inside the lines for out number 1. Bulldogs are 5 outs away. That'll bring up the freshman left fielder, Reagan Gideon, who popped out on a bunt attempt her first time up. That's from the right side. Vandell's first pitch is fouled away for a strike. You can almost just feel the tension kind of picking up. Now every pitch as we get deeper and deeper into this game. The Bulldogs scored three in the second, and that has been it. A 3-0 McLouth lead. Next pitch to Gideon in there for a strike, and it is 0-2. Addison Figge due up next for the Bears out of the Mideast League. Swing and a miss on a fastball. On the outside corner, 9 strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. And the Bulldogs are 4 outs away. Here's Addison Figge, the sophomore DP. Popped out to the third baseman. Her first time up, and now up to bat here with 2 outs and nobody on. In the top of the 6th inning with McLouth leading 3-0. 2-1A state title game. This one is hit to the left side, and there goes the perfect game hitter as that is a base hit to left field. I was trying to keep it fairly low-key, but I probably gave some signs throughout that that was rolling. And Bandel surrenders her first hit to the number 9 hitter in Addison Figge. So she's at first with 2 down. And now a chance for the Bears as they flip the order to the top for a third time with Maisie Kent, the sophomore right fielder. First pitch in there for a strike. She is 0-2. With 2 strikeouts. Bandel has struck out 9, 2 of which by Kent. Figge at first with 2 down. Shows bunt and everything. And then good job by Pats to force Figge back to first base, and it is quickly 0-2. Bandel is calm, cool, collective as they come. An 0-2 pitch. Fouled away, just catching a piece. And we'll try it again at no balls and 2 strikes. Bulldogs are 4 outs away from a state championship. They are up 3-0. Bandel has pitched an absolute gem in the title game. The 0-2. Adding to it, you better believe it, in a fist pump to boot. Make it 3 outs away from McCall. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. 3-0, the Bulldogs over the Bears here on CARE 93.7.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, McLeod softball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers to sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
A big at bat coming up here for the Bulldogs. A 3-0 lead and a chance to add some insurance in the bottom of the 6th. The Bears really got to keep the Bulldogs off the board and keep it a 3-0 deficit going into the 7th. And the first pitch to junior catcher Anna Patz in there for a strike from Elizabeth Sindillon. 3 runs in the 2nd inning for the Bulldogs. The difference in this game. And a swing and a miss, and quickly Patz down 0-2. She was hit by a pitch in her last at-bat. She is also grounded out as well. It's quick word from head coach Ballard Patterson down at third base. Back into the box. Down 0-2, though. And the pitch by Sin Dillon outside for a ball. Pats, Holloway, and Wyatt. Two up here for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the 6th inning of the state championship game. They have a 3-0 lead over the 6th seed St. Mary's Bears. Here's the 1-2. Outside. Good eye for Pats on that one. Two balls and two strikes. Carissa Bandel, obviously a really, really good player. She's going to be first team All-State. But her and Jillian Holwick, the lone seniors, they're going to bring back pretty much everyone. High fly ball, left side, right along the line, and it's going to tail foul. So we'll come back to it. Pats has to come back, and I think she just realized it was foul. She thought it was fair. Gets a nice ovation from the McLeod faithful. Two balls and two strikes, though. But again, going back to my original thought, again, Bandel, you lose her. She's a senior going to NEO. Holwick, a senior as well, who's played so good for you this year. But Lee is only a sophomore. You bring Crescenda Bandel back. A lot of juniors. They'll be pretty senior-heavy next year. And there's a swing and a miss. So on the 2-2 pitch for another time. This time, Pats is down swinging for the first out. That's now seven strikeouts for Sindillon. And here's Holloway, one for two with a double and a run scored. One out, nobody on, bottom six. She rips this one foul to the right side, and it's 0-1. Bulldogs getting closer and closer to glory. Here's the 0-1. That one outside the zone. She shook her head yes, swung right through a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Summer Wyatt, due up next. If Holloway, or I should say due up next anyway, still only one out. And she'll foul this one away. Heads up for the people in the concourse. And it's still 0-2. Holloway, 2-for-3 in the semifinal, a double, a single, and a run scored. Here's the 0-2, and another foul ball. Continuing to battle here with Elizabeth Sindillon. Infield playing back. Zimmick at third, Casey Sindillon at first, playing right about bag level. Short and second, Moylan and Falk playing a little bit farther back. Oh, off speed. Got her out in front, pulled the string, and another strikeout, make it 8 for Sindillon. Two up, two down. It's up to Summer Wyatt to keep it alive here in the sixth. 0 for 1 with a strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. And the first pitch to Wyatt. Swing and a miss for a strike. No balls and one strike. She struck out in the fourth, walked and scored in the three-run second. The lone runs in the game scored in the bottom of the second inning. 3-0 McLeod. We're in the sixth. Here's the 0-1. A little bit low and outside. One ball and one strike. Pretty good miss there, but doesn't get a call. Now, if Wyatt's able to do something, Carey will be up next. The Bears really need to avoid any kind of two-out spurt to keep this at 3 going into the 7th. Popped up and foul, tailing out of play, and it clears the fence. And it's 1-2. The Bears have been stymied offensively by Carissa Bandel, who has given up just one hit in the game. A chance to get out of it, 1-2-3. Sindillon's 1-2. That is high. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on, bottom six. 3-0 McLeod in the state championship. And just getting a piece again, and it's fouled away. And it stays 2-2. We try it again at 2-2 with two outs. Pitch to Wyatt. Inside part of the bat. Pops it up third base side. Easy play for Zimmick for out number 3. But it all comes down to this. To the 7th we go. And the Bulldogs are 3 outs away from a first ever state championship. We got it for you after this on CARE.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
FM's coverage of the 2-1-A State Softball Championship game. The McLeod Bulldogs are three outs away. To the top of the seventh we go. Carissa Vandell back to it, trying to close out a gem. 3-0 Bulldogs. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order for St. Mary's. They need 3 to keep it alive. Catherine Moylan 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch. Shows bunt, puts it down, fielded by Carey, long throw, in time, gets the out, and one up and one down here in the seventh. Now Elizabeth Sindillon, who's 0-for-2 with a pop out and a strikeout. Nobody on and one out here in the seventh, and the Bulldogs are two outs away from the state title. Vandell's pitch. It's a little bit high for a ball. Sindillon struck out first, popped out to the pitcher as well in her second at bat. Back in the fourth. Bats from the left side, the 1-0. There it is, right down the middle. It's one ball and one strike. Three to nothing, McLeod. On the brink of a state title. Next pitch by Van got away from her. It's outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Carey, third base, playing a little bit in. Same goes for Holloway at first. Lee and Pollock playing back, and there's a swing and a miss. On a mid-high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on in the top of the seventh inning. McLeod, two outs away from claiming their first ever state championship. The 2-2. Just missed. My goodness, that was close. Umpire says no go, and it's 3-2. So a big pitch coming up here for Carissa Vandell on Elizabeth Sindillon, who has pitched the entire way. There's a swing and a miss. And on a 3-2 fastball, it's strikeout number 12. Had to stop and just double check, but nonetheless, the Bulldogs are an out away from the first ever state championship in school history in any sport. They lead 3-0. It's up to Brenna Smith, the junior catcher, who has a strikeout and a ground out. She had a monster home run in the Blue Stem win in the semifinal. First pitch taken inside for a ball. Cloud fans beginning to stand a little bit. Carissa Vandell, one ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1. Two strikes away. Vandell has 12 strikeouts, and she has given up just one hit in the game. One out away from the state championship. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And here we go. The fans on their feet. A strike away. It's one ball and two strikes to Brenna Smith. She'll step out, collect herself, trying to keep the Bears season alive. The Bulldogs have been the clear-cut number one really since about midway through the regular season. and a chance for a dream ender.
Yes, please! Do you believe, McLeod? It's over! 13 strikeouts and the game is over! And the Bulldogs secure their first state championship in school history in any sport. And the celebration is on. If you're not here and listening in McLeod, toast one for these girls because they deserve it. My, oh my, what a run it's been. And the state title belongs to the McLeod Bulldogs in the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. We got so much to dive into. We'll step aside and got the post-game ceremonies coming up next. A 3-0 win in the state title game, and the McLeod Bulldogs are your 2-1A state softball champions. We're back right after this.
Giant Communications is running a brand new summer promo. From right now until May 31st, the first new 10 cable modem customers that sign up will get free installation, free managed Wi-Fi, and free internet for 3 months. That's right, all summer long. Boost your summer speeds by switching to Giant today. Only the first 10 new cable modem customers will get this deal, so hurry before it's gone. Call today, 785-362-9331. That's 785-362-9331. And don't forget to mention the promo. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's important since 1955.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Trophy and medal presentation going on right now on the field here in Pratt. Your McLeod Bulldogs, the Class 2-1A state football champions, with a 3-0 win over the St. Mary's Bears here in the title game. An absolute gem from the senior Carissa Bandel goes the distance, 7 innings, 1 hit allowed, no runs. She piles up 13 strikeouts as head coach Ballard Patterson getting set to collect the first ever state championship in school history, not just in softball, but any sport. He's going to hand out the medals to his teammates, or his players, should say. But man, it's been fun to be a part of this ride. Had a few broadcasts of theirs throughout the regular season. We covered them in their regional final and their regional tournament in Wathena. And then being out here, big wins in the first two games and had to grind one out. But Carissa Bandel, she's getting it. Quite the ovation, no doubt about it. As it's been a lot of fun watching these girls be the clear-cut number one team in the state. Just basically about halfway through the season. They earned the number one rank about halfway through. They did not relinquish it. They never lost a game. That is the 19th shutout in 26 games, a perfect record, 26-0. Two seniors in the lineup, Carissa Bandel, Jillian Holwick, and this will go down as one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest team so far in McLeod sports history. The first state championship brought back home as the Bulldogs were the clear-cut number one. And they certainly deserved it, and they certainly won it with the arm of Carissa Bandel. Three runs in the second was all that they would need. They scored their first run on an error by the shortstop. And then the big hit was Carissa Bandel. No surprise, she had a two-run single, which at that point made it 3-0. And McLeod would only get one hit the rest of the way. So credit the arm of Elizabeth Sindillon for settling down. But the McLeod Bulldogs saying thank you to the fans that got their medals and the state championship trophy. No more deserving coach than Ballard Patterson for what he has gone through over the years and taking some time off, coming back, taking back here this spring with this team, and now raising a banner in the McLeod Gymnasium. We'll have plenty of coverage on our website at mscsports.net. We'll try to get plenty of interviews as the pictures are being taken, the fans are getting onto the field, the parents going to enjoy this, but we'll have a lot of recap and stuff about this game. Again, it's been a lot of fun. That'll be up later on tonight on our website over at mscsports.net. One final time, the final score, McLeod 3, St. Mary's nothing. The Bulldogs finish a perfect season at 26-0, and they are the 2023 Class 2-1A State Softball Champions. Thanks to Neil Weiland in studio. Appreciate his hard work today, keeping us locked in and on the air. Great hospitality in Pratt as well. But again, for Neil, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much, McLeod, the state champs. Thanks for listening here today on CARE 93.7.